John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, Elon Musk just got bodied on his own website because he can't stop himself from telling lies about our elections. It is currently election day in the United States. If you're in Virginia, go vote for Spanberger. If you're in New Jersey, go vote for Mikey Sherrill. If you're in New York City, Zohran. If you're in California, make sure you go vote yes on Prop 50. Be aware of your ballot initiatives and elections going on. That being said, Elon Musk is constantly carpet bombing everybody's feed with lies. Day to day, he's telling lies about U.S. elections, European elections, about immigration across the globe. He tells lies about minorities and trans people, and they get tens of millions of views. Well, today, he tried to tell a lie about the New York City ballot, and he called it a quote-unquote scam, only to be immediately bodied by someone on his website named Adam. Nice name. And Adam points out that Elon is truly the dumbest smart person ever, or like a dumb person's idea of what a smart person is. I want to debunk all of this in one second, but on the note of election integrity, there are legitimate attacks on our elections today that we need to talk about. There were a lot of non-credible bomb threats that briefly closed polling sites earlier today in New Jersey. Now, by non-credible, I mean officials said they were hoaxes. Like, there were people just legitimately trying to influence the vote with no real intention of doing this. But it goes to show a few things. Both foreign actors want to influence our elections via social media campaigns, but also domestic actors are willing to go through any means to influence our elections, and it's coming from the top down. The way that people speak about our elections, like Elon Musk, like Donald Trump, like J.D. Vance, I mean, honestly, Mike Pence is one of the only people that actually held firm and held the line on election integrity. God bless him. Donald Trump today said the unconstitutional redistricting vote in California is a, quote, giant scam, and that the entire process, in particular the voting itself, is rigged. All, quote, mail-in ballots where the Republicans in that state are shut out is under very serious legal and criminal review. Okay, nothing about it is rigged. Donald Trump has called everything rigged over the past decade. Everything from the beauty pageants he lost to the Emmys that he lost, those were rigged. He lost the Iowa primary in 2016. He called it rigged. He called the 2016 election rigged, even though he won because he lost the popular vote. He said that was rigged. He said 3 million illegals voted. He called the 2020 election rigged. Over and over, he cannot take a loss. And now he's calling this rigged before it even happened. He is trying to poison the well. And that brings me on to Elon Musk, the world's richest man who has spent the past few years accumulating power through attention. There's something interesting that Ezra Klein said, where he said that Elon Musk's power today doesn't even come from his wealth. His wealth allowed him to buy Twitter, but his current power comes from the attention that he draws whenever he tweets. Whenever he posts something, it gets, for example here, 14 million views. I'm not exaggerating when I say that he posts like dozens of times per day, anywhere from 20 to 50 times per day. And a lot of the posts get 500,000 tweet or post views minimum, 500,000 views minimum. Some of them get 30 million views, 40 million views. He's able to control the information environment. And that's why it's important that we are constantly pushing back. That's why you should subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. A shameless plug, but on a real note, we are barreling towards 2 million subscribers because of you all. Thank you. We are fighting back against MAGA. So Elon Musk says, the New York City ballot form is a scam. He says, number one, no ID is required. We'll debunk that in 1 second. Number two, other mayoral candidates appear twice. How could that be? How could they appear twice? We'll debunk that in 1 second. Cuomo's name is last in bottom right. And this is what the ballot looks like. You see Zohran Kwame Mamdani. You see his name right there. Curtis A. Sliwa. And then you see Zohran's name again and Sliwa's name again. And then you see Cuomo down here near the bottom right. How could this be? This must be some scam, as Elon Musk points out. No. Elon Musk, you are an idiot who is trying to influence elections by using the platform that you bought. This is like a foreign actor. This is a foreign actor. This is somebody who moved here, who immigrated here illegally, by the way. I just think that's ironic. He moved here illegally and then went through the proper processes. And now he's influencing our elections. Adam Cochran debunks him and says, Elon Musk is the dumbest smart person ever. Number one, your ID is not required because your information is checked against the voter roll. And by the way, the voter roll is incredibly secure. They only count citizens who are registered in the database, registered voters. Number two, candidates appear on the ballot for each eligible party that endorses them. For Mamdani, this was the Dems and the Working Families Party. So think about this. Multiple different parties endorsed Mamdani, so he got multiple different slots. Meanwhile, Cuomo is last in the bottom right because he had to make a brand new party to run as no one wanted to endorse him. Surprise, surprise, no one wants to endorse an actual predator in this race, and the guy who is running a firebrand of a campaign, so around Mamdani, gets multiple endorsements. Even Sliwa got multiple endorsements as he's the de facto Republican candidate. Now, he then points out, none of this impacts voting. How stupid do you need to be to think somebody would walk in to vote for Cuomo, but suddenly pick Mamdani because Cuomo was only on there once? Again, imagine walking in to vote for Cuomo. You're hard set. You know what you want. And then you accidentally pick Mamdani. What do you mean it's a scam? He then says, it shows how little Elon thinks about people that he thinks will be bamboozled by standard ballot measures. This guy is an idiot. Elon Musk is an idiot. He's not even voting in New York City. He just saw this. He saw some tweet and tried to reverse engineer why it's a scam. They're trying to lay a pretext because they know Zohran Mamdani will win. And ask yourself, why does the richest man in the world not want Zohran Mamdani, a democratic socialist, to win in New York City? I mean, the answer lies in the question because it hurts his bottom line. And I just want to say one more time, if you live in New York City, I urge you to vote for Zohran. Don't vote for status Cuomo. Definitely don't vote for Sliwa, even though he's kind of a funny character with his hat and everything. But Zohran is a firebrand who has a lot of policies related around affordability, around transportation, around making New York City safer. And if you're worried about how he views Jewish people, just know that one of his policies is to increase the amount of security around synagogues on Jewish holidays, which I think is actually really important. I have Jewish friends who in high school were like, dude, sometimes on the holidays, it feels like, you know, we only have one hourly cop standing outside at our synagogue, and it's kind of eerie. So especially nowadays, I'm happy that Zohran is taking a proactive stance and really trying to make New York City safer. So I give him my full endorsement, and Elon Musk is going to continue to whine and cry about it. The thing is, Elon Musk and Donald Trump are going to get one of their largest defeats in a while. I mean, Elon was able to successfully influence the 2024 election. I don't think he did it through illegal means, but I think he did it through campaign contributions, through social media manipulation. I don't think the election was stolen. I think it was manipulated by Elon Musk via the algorithms. And now we are back. We are back. We're going to continue to show up to vote, to win democratically. And if you like the message, if you like what we do, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. We're going to hit 2 million subscribers, hopefully before the end of the year. We need you guys to do it. I love you all, and peace out.